Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KTRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome over here to Glidden, Rolston, Iowa. Rolling Valley Conference is softball for you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Coon Rapids Baird in town, 2-4 overall on the season, 0-2 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference under head coach Courtney Cadwalder. They are going to be, of course, taking on the host school tonight, the Glidden, Rolston Wildcats. They come in 4-5 overall. They're 0-0. This is their season opener for the Rolling Valley Conference. They are under head coach Sean Bergmeyer. Is assisted by Vanessa Kaler and also Joe Subert. We've got a great one scheduled for you here tonight. Two teams that can hit for power. Both teams have got speed. Both teams have got some good pitching as well. We'll talk about both of these teams coming up more. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at CarlFreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the car away.
Mackey Motors at tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. For Coon Rapids Bear, they are on a one-game winning streak, winning their last time out as they defeated the Carroll Tigers by a final of 13-9. They're actually 2-3. In their last four games, having lost to Ogden 12-1 and lost to Woodbine 15-7. After those two games, they had beaten Mansour Northwest Webster 15-4. Prior to that, they had lost to Madrid by a final of 11-0. For Glidden Rolston, they come in having played really good bait, a really good softball over the weekend, but they are on a one-game losing streak, having lost to a very good Hinton Ball Club up at the Newell Fonda Tournament 4-3. That final score gave up a couple of runs late in that one to lose. They also won against a very good team in Sioux Central, winning that one with a run in the eighth inning to pick up a 2-1 victory in that game. Prior to that, they had lost a 2 at Greene County 7-1, lost to Loma 10-3, and lost to Alta Aurelia, another good ball club, by a final of 5-1. So for this Glidden Rolston team, they are led right now in the circle by Jadelyn Subert, the junior, coming in 4-5 on the year. Coon Rapids Baird young in the circle this year. They are throwing a freshman in Jamie Kraft. She is talented, but coming in at 1-4 on the season. Both teams have some players that can really hit the ball. For Coon Rapids Baird, Anna Hart hitting 600 on the year. Maddie Mason batting 500. Amelia Eddy hitting 375. For Glidden Rolston, you've got Jenna Subert hitting 226, but she's got three home runs on the year. Cassidy Wink hitting 371. She also has three home runs on the season as well. You also have Kennedy Toft hitting at 345, Bryn Renzi at 333, and at Kate Bergmeyer at 348. We'll step away, take a break, back with more in our starting lineups. You're listening here to the Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Motor Inn at Broadcast Booth.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
At Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird, again coming in 2-4 on the year, 0-2 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference. They'll lead things off with their center fielder, Anna Hart. Batting second and pitching is Jamie Kraft. The shortstop, Aubrey Hoffbauer, will hit in the number 3 hole. Playing first base and batting cleanup is Maddie Mason. Over at third base, batting fifth, Amelia Eddy. The right fielder, Brianna Burmeister, will hit in the 6 hole. The designated player, Sophie Jones, will bat seventh. Out in the left field, batting eighth, is Molly Moore, and at Katie Anderson getting the start behind the plate tonight. She will bat ninth. Aubrey Carlson, out at second base, will not be hitting here early in the game. For Glenn Ralston, under head coach Sean Bergmeier, again, they come in 4-5 on the year. This is their season opener in the Rolling Valley Conference, as they are 0-0 in conference play. They'll also lead things off with a senior, outstanding senior, in Cassidy Wink. Their shortstop, batting second and playing third base, is Jenna Subert. Behind the plate, batting third, is Bren Renzi, the pitcher. Jalen Zubert will hit in the cleanup spot, playing first base and batting fifth, is Kennedy Tufts. Out in at center field, batting sixth is Olivia Squibb. The designated player, Ellie Bergmeier, will hit in the 7 hole. Playing second base, batting eighth, is Chloe Peters. The left fielder, Kate Bergmeier, will hit in the 9 hole. And out in right field, not batting here tonight, is going to be Allison Snyder. That's a look at our starting lineups. We're back with first pitch coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL. As we come to you live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate right here, 93.7 KKRL. First pitch next.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. This professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give them a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
The team here at Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hart scheduled to lead things off, 0-4 Coon Rapids Baird, followed by Jamie Kraft and Aubrey Hoffauer as we get ready to start the top half of the first inning in the circle tonight. For Glenn Ralston will be the junior. Jalen Subert comes in 4-5 on the season, having thrown 53 innings, giving up 50 hits and 42 runs. 26 of those have been earned. Her ERA at 3.43. She's walked 37, hit 4, struck out 60. Her walks and hits per innings pitched 1.64. Opponents are batting 202 against her this year. This is her ninth appearance in the circle and her ninth start of the year. The first pitch downstairs to Hart, and they count one ball, no strikes. For the senior, Anna Hart comes in hitting .600. She's got three doubles, a triple, and seven RBI on the year. She's also scored nine times and a very good base runner if she gets on base. 1-0 pitch coming up here from Subert. That one's going to be in there for a strike, and the count is at 1-1. Let's take a look at that defense. Bryn Rinzi, the outstanding freshman behind the plate. Kennedy Toft over at first. Chloe Peters at second. Jenna Subert at third. And Cassidy Wink is out at shortstop. All of them are freshmen except for Wink, who's a senior. There's a swing and a miss by Hart. And Subert comes in with an outstanding fastball, and the count 1-1 and two strikes. Kate Bergmeyer, the junior, in left. Olivia Squibb, the sophomore, in center. And Allison Snyder, a junior, out in right field. So, again, a very young, still very young Glidden-Ralston ball club. Pitch on the way. In there for strike three. So there is the first strike out of the ballgame. It'll go to Jalen Subert. And that is the first out here in this first inning. That's going to bring up Jamie Kraft, the freshman pitcher for Coon Rapids Baird. Comes in hitting 143, six RBI, and a run scored on the year. She will step in, trying to get herself on base, get something started here with a one out here in the first inning. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Subert throwing some smoke here early in the game. She can throw very, very hard. She has definitely taken some steps, I think, the last couple of years in the circle. She's always been good, but keeps getting better every year, as you would hope. Pitch on the way. That one's going to miss low and inside. And the count now 1-1. Crusaders got to win their last time out. A high-scoring affair, outscoring Carroll High 13-9. They come in with some confidence tonight. 1-1 pitch. There's a chopper out to Peters at second. She'll scoop and fire to Toth. Two up and two down. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Aubrey Hoffmauer. Hoffmauer, the senior, coming in, hitting .333 with a double, 7 RBI. She has scored 4 times. Outstanding softball player. Thought maybe she'd go on and play at the next level, but has decided not to. Pitch on the way, in there for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Aubrey's a young lady that's been good in every sport, but has put a ton of time into the game of softball and really enjoys playing it. Snyder playing well off the line out there in right field. The 0-1 offering taken up and in. That'll run the count now to 1-1. Terrific crowd on hand tonight. Got a lot of people sitting in the bleachers and even more people sitting out in there. Well, some in the lawnmower, some are in there. Golf carts. There's a chopper again over to Peters to throw to first in time. So 2-4-3 putouts here in this first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We will head to the bottom of the first. We're back in 1 minute. Scoreless ball game coming up right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have 2 loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Scoreless game as we head here to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Cassidy Wink, Janice Hubert, Bryn Renzi, Duapa for Glidden Ralston. They'll be facing the freshman Jamie Kraft, who comes in 1-4, throwing 25 and a third innings, giving up 37 hits and 55 runs. 33 of those have been earned. Her ERA at 9.12. She has walked 40 and has hit 9. Her walks and hits per innings pitch, 3.04. Opponents are batting .227 against her. First pitch down in the dirt to Cassidy Wink for ball one. Kraft making her 7th start and 7th appearance in the circle for the Crusaders this year. The senior Cassidy Wink off to a tremendous start, hitting .371, couple of double, 3 home run. She's got 11 runs scored, 11 RBI on the way as well. That pitch down in the dirt, 2 balls in, no strike now on Wink. Taking a look at that defense coming up here in just a moment. Right now the defense playing fairly straight up. Hart, though, is really shading left field with a good hitter at the plate. Pitch on the way. There is a chopper out towards short. Scooping it up is Hoffmauer. The throw is not in time, as running well as Cassidy Wink. She's a state sprinter in her career. She'll beat that one out for an infield single. And that is going to bring up the third baseman, Jenna Subert. Jenna coming in, a freshman hitting .226. That number will go up. She's got 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 9 RBI. She has scored 6 times, hits the ball for power and average. She's one of the elite softball players in the area. Pitch on the way. Change up, pop foul back behind home plate. And the count is 0-1. Katie Anderson is behind the plate, the sophomore. Maddie Mason over at first, the senior. An 8th grader, and Aubrey Carlson at second base. Got Amelia Eddy, the junior, at third. Aubrey Hoffbauer, the senior, is out at shortstop. The outfield freshman, Molly Moore, in left. The senior, Anna Hart, in center. And the 8th grader, Brianna Burmeister, getting the start out in right field tonight for the Crusaders. Pitch on the way. Pop foul again back out of play. And quickly. Wrapped out in front of Subert here. No balls and 2 strikes. Bryn Renzi is waiting on deck. It's freshman core here for Glidden Ralston. Very talented. They like sports. They're competitive. A lot of them saw tremendous amount of time starting last year in softball, so this is year two for them. They don't feel like real freshmen anymore. Pitch on the way, changeup, line shot. That's going to get by Eddie out into left field. A base hit for Subert will put runners at first and second. And it'll bring to the plate Bryn Renzi. The catcher coming in, another freshman again, hitting 333 with a triple and four RBI. But it's not just the freshmen for this group from Glenn Ralston. They've sprinkled in some upperclassmen, getting good leadership from Jalen Stubert, Kate Bergmeyer, and Allison Snyder. And then Olivia Squibb has been starting since her eighth grade year as well. So just a talented group coming through. Pitch up top. And they count 1-0. Anderson keeping an eye on the runner's wink. One of those that could try and steal third. She's a very good base runner. 2 of 2 in stolen bases. Wildcats don't look to steal a lot. They're more of a team that goes station to station. They hit for some power, and they don't want to take the bats out of their power hitter's hands. That pitch misses inside. And the count now 2-0 on Renzi. Jalen Subert, the pitcher, waiting on deck. And again, with the power in the lineup, Burmeister well off of the line out in right field. She's almost playing right center. Hart out in center field playing left center and shading the line out in left is Molly Moore. The 2-0 pitch missing outside. 3 balls and no strikes. The count now on Renzi. Scoreless ball game here. We're in the bottom of the first. But Glenn Ralston threatening with runners at first and second and nobody out. 3-0 offering, took a little bit off of that one. That one in there for a strike. That'll run the count now to 3-1. We'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in the post game here today. Culver's again celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture of our pitcher, of our player of the game. There's ball four, first walk given up by Kraft. That's going to load the bases here. As Wink moves down to third, Subert up to second, Renzi up to first. That's going to bring up now Jalen Subert, the junior hitting 310, 3-double, a home run, 4 RBI, great power in her bat. With that Culver's player of the game, I'll get a picture, and then I'll put together as a banner, and I'll get that posted to the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. There's a fly ball out to left center. Hart had a beat on it. She comes in and makes the catch. She's got a cannon for arm, so she's going to throw that one all the way home. Now, Wink had started to come home and then went back to third. That one got away from Anderson at the plate. If Wink would have been part of the way down the line, she would have had a chance to score, but she had already retreated back to the bank. One out, base is still loaded, and Kennedy Toff, the freshman first baseman, will step in, hitting 345, 3-doubled, and 6 RBI. Very good with the bat, can hit for power and average. Perfect to fit into that number 5 spot. She'll take the first pitch downstairs for ball one. Olivia Squibb waiting on deck. Sun shining down. We had some clouds earlier on, but since we've started the game, it's been nothing but sunshine. Feels like it's 92. It's 88 degrees right now here in Glidden, but a beautiful day for high school softball. Chopper up the middle. That's going to get through out into center field. Hart will come in. She'll make the throw over to third, and that is going to hold Renzi at second. Subert comes in to score from second. Wink will score from third. 2 RBI single that time from Kennedy Toft, and that is going to push the lead now to 2-0. Third hit given up here by Kraft. Both runs have been earned. And Toft picking up RBIs at 7 and 8. Olivia Squibb now the center fielder will step in. The sophomore hitting 174 takes the first pitch in there for a strike and the count 0-1. A lot of these players on both sides, especially for Glidden, were all Rewind kids a year ago. You've seen quite a few of the Coon girls over the years as well. Hoffmauer, Eddie, Hart, of course. Maddie Mason. There's a flare up the first base side. Mason giving chase, and the first baseman will make the catch in foul territory. Runner goes. The throw over to third, not going to be in time. A little bit slow was Moore getting in there for the backup, and a heads-up play by Bryn Renzi. She's going to come in to score the third run of the ballgame. So she advances and then scores on the air for ball one. 3-0, Glenn Ralston with the lead. Runner at second right now, and Toft pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Kraft taking a little bit off of that rise ball that time, and Bergmeyer swinging just under it. Evens to count here at 1-1. Got a great crowd up the first base side. You always see some people kind of sitting out there in the shadows of that tree up the first base side. So a good crowd there as well. There's another swing and a miss. Ball going to get away. Toft will move down to third on the pass ball. So the count 1-2 now on Bergmeyer. And about seven freshmen play on a regular basis for Glidden-Ralston. So the future, if they can keep everybody out, and I hope they will. This is a pretty athletic group that seems to like sports. If they can keep everybody out, the future is really good. There's a little squibber out to Carlson at second. She'll scoop and flips over to first. And that is going to be the final out of the inning. But the Crusaders give up three. The Wildcats pick up three runs. They get it on three hits. There was one error, one runner left on base. We're through one complete. It's 3-0 Glidden-Ralston. We're back in at 1 minute. And actually, we're going to have to stay here as I've lost my internet. That's the problem sometimes when you're doing games out here in the sun. And sunshine doesn't like, or technology doesn't always like, a lot of heat and a lot of sunshine. So we'll go ahead and keep it here. Top of the second inning coming up. I'll try and get my equipment all running again. Apologize to our sponsors. We've got a great list of sponsors, and I'll try and get reconnected here and get it where I can run breaks. Sometimes technology overheats when you're sitting in the sun. I've tried to keep everything in as much shade right now as I can, but that doesn't mean that things don't overheat and shut down, which is what happened here a moment ago.
Crusaders will bring out first baseman number 10, Maddie Mason.
So Maddie Mason will lead things off, followed by Amelia Eddy and at Brianna Burmeister. We head here to the top of the second, 3-0 again, the lead for Glidden-Ralston. Just outside for ball one, Maddie coming in, a senior hitting .500 on the year. She has got five doubles and four RBI on the season. Pitch on the way, popped up. That's going to drift into foul territory, and Toff, repaying the favor, drifts into foul territory and makes a nice running catch for the first out here in the inning. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Amelia Eddy, the junior coming in, hitting .375 with a couple of doubles and at three RBI. Eddy, very good over at third, extremely athletic, swings the bat well. She's been one of the top players for the Crusaders since coming in as a freshman. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. And the count 0-1. Rivalry matchup here in the Rolling Valley Conference. These programs know each other well, just down the road, of course, from each other. I don't know if the rivalry is the same as it was 30 or 40 years ago. Pitch on the way up top. And they count 1-1. It's a good thing, I think, in a way. Communities not liking each other when they're 9 miles away from each other doesn't always make a lot of sense. I get wanting to beat them in sports. But I had the same thing when I grew up, too. We didn't like the neighboring towns. It's just the way things were. 1-1 pitch downstairs. Count runs to 2-1. That doesn't mean the people don't like each other. You just kind of don't like your neighboring town, I guess. 2-1 pitch coming up here. Wink turning around, talking with Bergmeyer out in left. She's ready to go now. Subert in the circle. Pitch on the way. That one downstairs. And Eddy out in front. Three balls in, one strike. Eddy has walked three times this year, so looking to get herself maybe another free pass down to first base. I'd give the Crusaders a base runner. Pitch on the way. There's a foul ball. Subert comes right back with a fastball right down the middle. Eddy just underneath that one, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. .32 offering. There is a shot. That's going to be a base hit out into left field. Bergmeyer will knock it down. Eddy on with the single. First base hit here tonight for the Crusaders. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Brianna Burmeister, the eighth grader, hitting .083 on the year. She does have three RBI. Eddy, a good base runner, 3-3 in stolen bases, but Renzi's got a cannon back behind the plate, and Subert gets it there quick. Pitch on the way, fouled out of play. Looks like Eddy was thinking about running on that one. One out, one on. 1-1 count right now on Burmeister. Sophie Jones is waiting on deck. lot of traffic cruising around over here on the highway, heading up towards, of course, Highway 30 as it goes up the street. Pitch on the way up top. There's a snap throw down back in safely as Eddie. Making a good play over there on a low throw was Toft. Renzi is not afraid to throw behind runners. Again, one of the premier catchers in our area, not just at the plate, but behind the plate as well. 1-1 pitch coming up. Fastball inside, swung on and missed. And the count, 1-2. One-two offering. Taken in there on the inside corner. Strike three called. Second looking strikeout tonight for Jalen Subert. That is the second out here in the inning, and that'll bring up the designated player, Sophie Jones. Jones, a freshman, hitting 254 RBI on the year. Amelia Eddy still on over at first. Pitch on the way, popped up. That one should drift out of play over the first base dugout. And the count is 0-1. Good swing that time by Jones, but just a little bit behind the fastball from Subert. 3-0 Wildcats with the lead. Coming to hear from the Motor End broadcast booth. One pitch, chopped out towards second. Peters will skip and flips it over to second to Wank, who is covering. Eddie, the force out, reaching on the fielder's choice, is going to be Jones, but there are three outs here in the inning. 4-6 on that flip. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We're through an inning and a half. We'll step away. It's 3-0. Glenn Ralston back right after this. And 93.7 KKRL.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities. One project at a time.
Bottom of the second coming up here on 93.7 KKRL. Chloe Peters has made quite a few plays defensively out at second base tonight. She'll lead things off, followed by Kate Bergmeyer and Cassidy Wink. So 8-9-1 due up for the Wildcats here in the second inning. Appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight. Again, 93.7 at KKRL Sports, 93.7 KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. And they count 0-1 on Peters. Chloe coming in, a freshman, hitting 403 RBI, 6 runs scored. Handles the bat well, outstanding basketball player, good volleyball, good softball player as well, just a good all-around athlete. Had a nice golf season this year as well. She'll take the 0-1 pitch low and away, and the count 1-1. Eddie Mason just off the line out there in first. Pitch on the way. Going to be taken up and away. And the count 2-1. Burmeister out in right again, kind of in right center field. I think Coach Cadwalder expecting most of these Wildcat hitters who are good to be out in front of Kraft. Pitch on the way. Fouled back. Game with a fastball inside. That'll even things up here at 2-2. Kraft's done a nice job moving the ball around here tonight. Trying to not throw everything in the same spot. So changing speeds and changing locations. That's usually the formula to be a good pitcher. Just a freshman, though, so still going through some of those growing pains. 2-2 pitch on the way. Popped up. That one drifting out into shallow outfield, and that's going to be off of Carlson. Burmeister will pick it up. Reaching on the air is going to be Peters. That'll bring up the left fielder, Kate Bergmeier, the junior hitting .348, three double in at six RBI. So Peters, good base runner, got good speed over there at first base. Wildcats have the leadoff runner on now for a second straight inning. Pitch on the way. Up top, runner goes and in with the stolen bases. That one gets away from Anderson. And they count 1-0 now on Bergmeier. Kate's really swinging the bat very, very well. She is a hard-working young lady. Seeing her playing time increase here and just continues to put in that work. And it has paid off for her. There's a foul ball back behind the plate. And they count 1-1. You got to love the kind of stories like Kate Bergmeier. Just kind of kept her nose to the grind, just kept working. Just having an outstanding junior season. Peters out at second, pitch taken up top. 2-1 the count now on Bergmeier. Hart still playing kind of left center right now, and Moore playing down the line almost in left field. Pitch on the way, there's a shot, that's going to be trouble into the gap in right center. Hart with her outstanding speed gets to it, but Peters will come in to score. The throw will come in to Kraft, and in with another double is Kate Bergmeier. She'll get an RBI as well. As Peters scores to make it a 4-0 ballgame. Fourth hit given up, fourth run. This one is earned. Actually, it's not earned, my bad. And the lead is 4-0. Top of the order, and Cassidy Wink now coming to the plate. She singled and scored her first time up. That ball hit right to dead center field, but Hart had a long run because she's playing left center. So that's where there's a gap in the outfield besides down the right field line. Pitch up top for ball one. Crusaders looking for their second straight win and third of the season. Feel like we're still early in the season, but believe it or not, this is week number four, really, of the high school season. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper over to Eddie. That's going to get off of her legs. It's going to roll out into shallow left. Bergmeier will move over to third on the air. So a couple of airs here for the Crusaders. And runners on the corners now with Jenna Stubert snapping in. 4-0 Wildcats with the lead. So the defense played really well in the first, but struggling here in the second for Coon Rapids Baird. That puts more pressure on your youngster out in the circle. Katie Anderson goes over to look in the dugout, get a quick conversation with Courtney Cadwallader, the head coach. Her husband Grant came over and chatted with me earlier. Pitch on the way, changeup, runner goes. Anderson just looks down to third to see if maybe there was a play there. Wink moves up to second. Count 1-0 now on Subert. She singled and scored her first time up. So Glidden's got the leadoff runner on in each of the first two innings. That runner has come in to score. Bergmeier now will come in to score on the wild pitch. Wink will move down to third. And the lead is 5-0. Couple of errors here in the inning have helped the Wildcats get things rolling. 2-0 the count on Subert. Bryn Renzi is waiting on deck. Getting both coaches, a player from each team, scheduled to join us in our Mackey Motors tailgate at the end of the game. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball three. You're listening here on our Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you're looking for a great deal for your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. They hit 3-1 pitch in there for a strike, and they count 3-1. Now, so Subert will step back in. Got to be careful with this freshman. She swings a really good bat. And the pitch on the way. That one is going to be in there for ball four. It's going to be a dead ball. They're going to say that a hitter, Wink, will have to head back to third. She thought maybe that was just a wild pitch.
In the box, number nine, Bryn Renzi.
So that'll be the first hit by pitch for Kraft tonight. Bryn Renzi will step in. Look for Subert to not hesitate to try and take second. runner at third, you know they're not going to throw down. Renzi walked and scored her first time up. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike. Runner moves down to second. 0-1 the count now on Renzi. Wildcats scored three in the first. They've scored two here in the second. Still nobody out. Two runners on. They lead up by a score of 5-0. Pitch on the way. Fouled out of play up the first base side. That one over by Brian Kraft, who does a great job keeping book. I call him kind of the master of keeping book, but he's done it for a long time for Coon Rapids Baird, even back when Kent Holstead was coaching down there when I first came to town. Kent retiring now from Indianola after a tremendous coaching career and teaching career there. Pitch on the way, going to be inside. That's going to get to the backstop. Wink will come in to score. Moving down to third is Subert. The lead extended here to 6-0. Just three earned runs given up so far here in the ballgame by Kraft. One ball, two strikes to count now on Renzi. Sun beaten down. We're here in almost the middle part of June. Another pitch down in the dirt. That'll even things up at 2-2. Jalen Subert waiting on deck. Wildcats' schedule this year is loaded. I don't think they play any 1A schools out of conference this year. So they're going up and playing bigger. Pretty much everybody they're playing, they wanted to challenge themselves, kind of know what it looks like to get to that level. There's strike three called on a high fastball. First strike out here tonight for Kraft. And that is the first out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Jalen Subert. She flew out to center her first time up. Swung at the very first pitch she saw. And she got one she liked. Three in the first, three in the second for the Wildcats. There's a chopper out to Hoffbauer. Run will score. Hoffbauer's throw to first is in time. So the ground out, but Subert will pick up the RBI. Lead extended now to 7-0 as Subert comes in to score from third. Now that is going to bring up now Kennedy Toft. Toft. Single driving in two runs in the first, eventually stranded down at third when the inning came to an end. Pitch on the way, taken up top for ball one. Bases are empty here with it, two outs in the inning. Joe Serbert, the assistant coach down there in the first base coach's box. Sean Bergmeyer over here in the third base coach's box. One-0 offering on the way. That's a shot. That one well hit. And Hart drifting back, and she'll watch that one go over the fence. Kennedy coughed with the home run. And you knew that one was gone when it left the bat. 8-0 now the lead in favor of Glidden-Ralston. Coughed with her first home run of the season. Hard to believe that's the first for her. It's not going to be the last, I'll tell you that. She is an outstanding hitter. And she extends that lead to 8-0. Courtney Cadwall, they're now going to come out and have a conversation with her pitcher. We may be getting a little bit of a pitching change here, maybe. Nope, I think just talking with their pitcher. Tell the rest of the defense just to kind of stay where they're at. Aubrey Hoffbauer would be their other girl that has thrown some this year. Anna Hart had thrown in the past, but some shoulder issues has forced her to move to center field, and she can't pitch anymore, and that's been a big loss for this team. She was an outstanding pitcher. She was an all-rewind kid as a pitcher, and that tells you how good she was at one point. But she's also been an all-rewind center fielder because she's just a tremendous athlete. Olivia Squibb set to jump to the plate here. Base is still empty with it, two outs. Three runs now in the inning for Glidden-Ralston. That's pushed their lead to 8-0. Pitch on the way, misses inside, and the count one ball and no strikes. Like the gentleman out there in dead center, almost dead center, a little bit left center, but sitting out there just on the lawnmower enjoying it. Probably just got done mowing the yard and said, you know, I want to go watch some baseball and softball. I'm going to head down to the field and just hopped right on the old, stayed right on the mower and headed straight down. Two balls and no strikes right now on Squibb. Great thing about small town baseball and softball. pitch on the way. That one is fouled off of the home plate umpire. And the count is 2-1. Squibb checking to make sure the umpire is okay. Smart decision by Katie Anderson to go out and talk with her pitcher for a second. That's the relationship between catchers and home plate umpires. They're always trying to protect each other a little bit. So Squibb will step back in. 2-1 to count now. Squibb's been an all-rewind softball player and basketball player as well. Pitch on the way. Check swing. That is going to be the second strike. 2-2 the count now on Squibb. Kerrigan Wink standing up in the dugout over here. She's coming off a terrific season in track, also a good basketball season as well. She's got a good future in front of her, just a freshman. 2-2 pitch fouled back out of play, and the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes on Olivia Squibb. Hoffmauer playing just off of the grass out in short right now, so anything soft hit to her is going to have to charge it to make the play. 2-2 pitch. There's a line drive base hit out in the left field. Moore will come up, gathers that one, actually gets away from her, but Squibb turns the corner but does not advance. She reaches on the single. Hit number 5 here in the ballgame. That's going to bring up Ellie Bergmeier. She grounded out to the second baseman, Aubrey Carlson, her first time up. That ended the first inning, so 9th batter here in the inning. Bergmeier. Again, filling in as the DP, the freshman hitting 292 with 5 RBI coming in. The inning started with Chloe Peters reaching on an error. Kate Bergmeier then doubled the drive in. The run pitch on the way popped up on the infield. Kraft will make the catch, and that is going to be the final out of the inning. Wildcats, though, do get some runs. They pick up 5 runs in the inning. They pick up those 5 runs on 3 hits. There was 2 errors, and they leave 1 runner left on base. We're through 2 complete. 8-0 Glidden-Ralston. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Fielder Molly Moore to lead things off for Coon Rapids Baird as we head here to the third. She'll be followed by Caitlin Anderson, Katie Anderson, and then Anna Hart. So 8-9-1 due up for the Crusaders. Wildcats a leading hitter, 8-0. There's a swing and a miss by Moore. And the count is 0-1. The freshman having a very good year so far, hitting 312 with an RBI. Those are really good numbers down towards the lower part of the order. You need production down there as well. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed as Hubert continues to throw darts out there in the circle. And they count no balls and 2 strikes. Oh, 2 offering. There's a swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Third strike onto the ballgame here for Subert. 1 out here in the inning. And the batter will be the catcher, Katie Anderson, a sophomore, hitting 062. Anderson will step in.
Actually, this is Katie Anderson, number 1. Sorry.
Yeah, now it's Kraft, but they just adjusted that on the PA system here. Katie kind of turned around, pitch on the way up top. Anderson is a talented player. I know missed some time last year due to injury and kind of taking her a little bit of time to get back in here. Pitch was called a strike, so the count is 0-1. The 0-1 offering swung on and missed. Came down with a fastball on that one. So a rise ball followed by a fastball for Super. And the count is 0-2. Run you through all of our sponsors here when I get a moment. I want to thank them all because it does cost the radio station money to go out and do games. That pitch down in the dirt, and that's going to run it to 1-2. So if we didn't have sponsors sponsoring both Glidden and Coon, we wouldn't be able to cover sports the way we do. So Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Drago FCI, Landis and Ralston, Iowa Corn Processors, Community Insurance, both Glidden and Coon, New Way Ford, Coon Bowl 3, More Lumber, Raccoon Valley Electric, also Hardware Hank, Carl's and Glidden here, Heritage Insurance, Frolix, also at Whitver Equipment, and I haven't said Community Insurance, I did, but we'll say them and Heritage Insurance again, both as they both sponsor both communities. 2-2 the count right now on Anderson. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one is popped up down the left field side. Bergmeyer giving chase and makes a really good effort, but that one is going to fall in foul territory. And the count will remain 2-2. Anderson got under that one a little bit, but drilled it out to left field, but down the line. Bergmeyer ran hard, just couldn't quite get to it. 2-2. One out, nobody on. We're in the top of the third. 8-0 Glidden with the lead. Pitch on the way. There is 3. Swung on and missed a little bit behind the fastball. 4 strikeouts tonight for Jalen Zubert. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now in Anna Hart.
Number 2, Anna Hart.
Hart struck out looking her first time up. Comes in hitting 600, though, so you would expect her to battle this time at the plate. Pitch on the way. There is a shot out toward left. Bergmeyer's got a beat on it, though, and she's going to make the catch for the final out of the inning. A line drive off of the bat. A Hart turns into just a long out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's still 8-0 in favor of Glidden Ralston. We're back in a minute here at 93.7 KKRL.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlpreone.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
She's going to lead off the third inning here as well for Glidden Ralston. She'll be followed by Kate Bergmeyer, who made a nice play at left here a moment ago. And then Cassie Newick, so 8-9-1 to up for the Wildcats. They scored 3 in the first, added 5 more in the second. They lead it right now by a score of 8-0. You're listening to high school softball action here tonight, 93.7 KKRL. Our Culver's player of the game again will be announced in our postgame, part of our Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll get a banner of that player put together and get that posted tonight to the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Pitch misses up top, and the count 1-0. Of course, Culver celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. Peters reached on an error her first time up, stole second, and eventually came in to score. She'll take that pitch up top. And the count 2 and no strikes now on Peters. Defense still shifted out in the outfield, but not quite as much as it was early on. Pitch on the way. That one outside. Well, that's going to run the count now to 3 and no strikes. Peters on the season has walked twice. 4 of 5 in stolen bases when she's on base, so a good base runner. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike. That time Kraft took a little bit off of it. Kraft's doing a nice job. She's staying around the plate. She's missed a few times a little far away, but for the most part, she's been right around that strike zone. And as she gets more comfortable in the circle, gets a little stronger, things will get much better for her. There's ball four. That one misses up top. Just a second walk given up by her tonight.
That is going to bring up now
Kate Bergmeier. She doubled her first time up, driving in a run. So Bergmeier will step back in, second plate appearance tonight. She also came in to score in a wild pitch. Pitch on the way, runner goes. Anderson's throw down to second is going to be cut off by Hoffbauer. And in with a stolen base is Peterson. 1-1 the count now on Bergmeier. The righty will step back in. Hoffbauer that time cutting in front of second base. Pitch on the way in the dirt. Scooped up that time by Anderson. Well, even things at 1-1. Hasn't been much of a breeze, but all of a sudden felt about a 3-4 mile an hour breeze coming up from behind. That means it's coming out of the west. With the heat and humidity, tomorrow we've got heat indices supposed to be up over 100. There's some chances and some storms that can develop with that. We could use some more rain, that is for sure. Got a little bit over the weekend, but not enough. 2-1 count right now to Bergmeier. Pitch on the way outside. 3-1 the count. Peters doing a nice job really kind of reading where the pitch is. If that gets away from Anderson, she's going to move down to third. But otherwise, she's just getting a good lead. She's going to get a good break on any ball hit to the outfield, probably score. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. So back-to-back walks for Glidden Ralston to start this third inning. Runners at first and third now is moving down as that ball scooted away. It's going to be Peters. Cassidy Wink will step in. Singled and scored in the first. Reached on an air, stole second, and scored on a wild pitch in the second. So 1-for-2 night for her with a couple of runs scored. Pitch on the way, and that one's going to hit her. So the first three base runners are going to be on for Glidden Ralston here in the third. Again, Mason Nealon and I will head back to our respective offices tonight. We'll gather in all the scores and stats from all of our area baseball and softball games, and we'll get everything typed up, and we'll get that put out there late tonight on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Looks like we are going to get a pitching change here, so we'll step away, take a break. Aubrey Hoffbauer will be our new pitcher. We'll talk about that when we come back after this timeout on 93.7 at KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
At Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and Agco. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment, LLC. Go Wildcats!
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
While we were gone, Jenna Subert walks, driving in Chloe Peters, and then just as we come back, Bryn Renzi grounds out into the fielder's choice as Molly Moore, who had moved into third, scoops up the player, I should say, moved to short, scoops it up, throws it over to third, and there is one out here in the inning with a runner now at first and at second. Subert up to second, Renzi at first, and Jalen Subert at the plate, pitch up top for ball one. A run did come in to score here, so picking up an RBI on that was Renzi. And the lead right now is 10-0 in favor of Glidden Ralston. We're here in the bottom half of the third inning. Pitch on the way down in the dirt, and that one's going to move runners up. So moving down to third is Subert. And Renzi up to second. 2-0 the count right now on Jalen Subert. Jalen flew out to center in the first, grounded out to the shortstop, driving in a run in the second. Looking for her first hit here tonight. Pitch on the way. There's a shot foul. That one down the left field line. That would have been a home run if it would have been a little bit more fair, but cleared the fence pretty easily, but that one was well foul. And they count 2-1. Kennedy Toff, who homered, is waiting on deck. Hoffbauer comes to the plate. Got her to chase the rise ball. That'll even things here at 2-2 as Jalen takes a long walk up the third base side to regather herself. She'll step back in. Jenna Subert at third. Bryn Renzi out at second. One out, and there's a chopper, and that's going to be knocked down by Eddie. Her play over to first is not going to be dug by Mason. It was a low throw. So reaching on the air is going to be Jalen. She'll pick up another RBI. As Subert scores on the play. Renzi moves down to third.
Number 22, Kennedy Toft.
So that'll be the first run credited to Aubrey Hoffbauer. As Kennedy Toft will step in, swings and misses, and the count is 0-1. Aubrey's given up a walk and a reach on an error so far here. And the fielder's choice. And the book is done for now on Kraft. The 0-1 pitch misses low and inside. 1-1. So for Jamie Kraft, 2-plus innings tonight, giving up 5 hits and 2 walks. Gave up 10 runs. That pitch up top. 2-1. 6 of those runs were earned. Actually, 5 earned, excuse me. There is a shot, base hit down the line. Run going to come in to score. Toft is going to round first. She'll look at second, but doesn't go anywhere. She's 3-3 on the day. We're going to get a pinch runner over at first. And it looks like coming in is going to be Delaney David. So Delaney David will be the runner over at first base. Four runs here in the inning has pushed that lead now to 12-0.
Base hit brings up number two, Olivia Squibb.
That was the first hit given up by Hoffbauer. Second run given up by her. Both of the runs she's given up have been earned. Pitch on the way to Squibb. Chopper over to third. Knocked down by Eddie. The throw is in time to get her. That'll be the final out here of the inning. Wildcats, though, pick up four more runs. They get those four runs on one hit. There was one error, and they leave two runners left on base. We'll step away. We've got the top of the fourth coming up. It's 12-0 Wildcats. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas and online at newwayford.com.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paintwork and bodywork on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning for Coon Rapids Baird. They trail it right now by a score of 12-0. It'll be at Jamie Kraft, Aubrey Hoffbauer, Maddie Mason. So 2-3-4 due up for the Crusaders. First pitch on the way from Jalen Subert in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Subert tonight's given up just the one hit. She has been on fire in the circle so far tonight. She has struck out four. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, got her to chase the rise ball. Quickly out in front, no balls, two strikes. Crusaders went 1-2-3 in the first, got a single from Amelia Eddy in the second. Sophie Jones technically reached on a fielder's choice, but that ended the inning. And then a 1-2-3 third inning pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout to start the fourth. Struck out one in the first and got one in the second, two in the third. And now one here in the fourth. Five strikeouts on the night. Aubrey Hoffbauer will step in, grounded out to Chloe Peters, her first time up that end of the first inning. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper out towards Wink. She'll scoop. Throws it on the run. Nice play that time by the senior Cassidy Wink. Two up and two down for the Crusaders, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Maddie Mason. Mason popped up in foul territory to Kennedy Toft, her first time up. 12-0, Glenn Ralston. We're here in the top half of the fourth. These two players know each other well. First pitch in there for a strike and the count 0-1. All these kids know each other pretty well. They've competed against each other in a lot of things over the years, from youth sports all the way up now into high school and JV sports. Pitch on the way. Chopper foul at the plate. That one off of Renzi, but she's pretty tough. She just shakes it right off. No balls and two strikes right now on Mason. And we'll have our Mackey Motors tailgate following the game here. Both coaches and a player from each team is scheduled to join us. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. And the count now 1-2. More softball for you tomorrow night. I know we've got Glidden baseball on Thursday and Friday against Arweva and then Bowyer Valley. I'll have the Friday game. Mason's got the Thursday game. Chopper out towards second. Peters will scoop. Makes the play over to first, and that is going to do it for the Crusaders here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And that is going to do it for the ballgame. Lynn Ralston will win it here by a final of 12-0. They pick up Win number five on the season, evening their record at 5-5. We'll step away here in just a moment. Again, we've got our Mackey Motors at tailgate coming up. And want to thank all of our sponsors. I'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in that Mackey Motors at tailgate. But again, it does cost the radio station money to go out and cover high school sports, folks. So if you hear a sponsor that sponsors any of your high school teams, go, when you go into that business, tell them thank you and give them some extra business as well. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to bring you the coverage that we do. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
The team here at Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 KCarroll. Jeff Langman joined right now by Amelia Eddy of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They fall here tonight to Glidden, but Eddy coming up with their lone hit tonight. How did that one feel? Take me through that plate appearance.
Oh, it was good. I've been really trying to work on my hitting this year, and it was good to get a good hit at the plate and get on base.
Can you tell me what you saw or what were you looking for there with her?
just looking for a strike. I mean, I tried to be good about seeing balls and strikes, so when I saw a strike, I just tried to go for it.
Take me through what you did then to work. You said you kind of focused on hitting. What have you been working on to hit the ball better this year?
Keeping my head down, looking at it as it comes to the plate. Just basic hitting practices I try to focus more on and just really try to get better in that area.
Do you feel like it's really helping this year?
Yeah. Last game against Carroll, I had a couple good hits, and I really hope to continue that into this game, which is what I did.
So defensively for you, how did you feel like you played? You had a lot of balls hit at you tonight, some of them. As you know, it's the hot corner, so some of them came pretty hard.
They hit some really good balls down the line, which I wasn't able to get to. But I had a couple good outs at first, missed a few, but tried to focus more on the good ones and the bad ones.
What do you think your strength as a defender over there at third?
I'm pretty good at seeing the ball into my glove and then getting it to first quickly.
I was going to say your athleticism, because you get to a lot of balls and not a lot of other third basemen as well. So tell you what, great job out here tonight. Appreciate you joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
it.
You bet. Amelia Eddy. We'll get head coach Courtney Cadwalder on, and then we'll get to Glidden here real quick. As coach is joining us. And coach, I'm sure disappointed tonight. You come off of that win. You knew this Glidden team, when they're playing well, they're really sharp, and tonight they kind of showed it as they come out and kind of got to you girls early.
Yeah, no, we knew coming into this game that was going to be a tough game. I mean, Glidden was very tough last year, and they lost maybe only one of their girls, their first baseman. We knew that they were coming back heavy hitters, and Jay Lynch is a phenomenal pitcher in the circle. And seeing teams like this is only going to make us better. I mean, yeah, we didn't like not having any runs or gain more people on base, but seeing teams like this, it's going to challenge us. It's going to push us to only get better.
What kind of at-bats did you see tonight against Jalen?
I saw some not being kind of smart in the box. We were kind of just swinging and hoping to hit. But, I mean, otherwise, some of our girls, they had some good hard hits. Anna, she had a couple good hard hits. And, of course, they're just going to go right to the defenders and Aubrey and them. And I was just happy to see that Katie Anderson got a good connect on the ball tonight. She's been waiting patiently for that. But we've got to be a little bit more stronger in the box and everything, but we'll get there.
Jamie, just a freshman, so continues to grow. Even when she missed tonight, a lot of times she was really close. So I'm sure growing in the circle for you.
Yep. She continues to grow and get better. I mean, just from what we saw at the beginning of the year back in January, we could tell that she was just still kind of fresh, but she just continues to prove more and more. We definitely need to work more on conditioning, just making sure that when we start the game, we need to be able to finish the game. But we're also blessed to be able to have Aubrey Hoffbauer, who she's supposed to be our emergency-only pitcher, just come in and be able to help her teammates out. And so she's a phenomenal captain.
Coach, Mabel Valley, Antino, Charter Oak Ute now on Tuesday night. I know with the conference game tonight, you probably haven't peeked at them, but what do you know?
Well, I was actually just talking to Sean Bergmeyer about them. So he was giving me a little bit of information about their pitcher, and so was Kennedy Toss, just more of what to expect. And we know that team, they're up, they're down. I mean, they gave West Monona a heck of a run, and then they did very, very well against a good Woodbine team. So we just got to come out tomorrow and do our job and play our game and just see how it goes. But I think that they're very, very beatable, and we just got to make sure that our heads are up.
Me too. Appreciate you coming over tonight. Best of luck coming up tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Courtney Cadwalder again. We do have Kennedy Toft or Sean Bergmeyer, one of the two, going to join us. We'll get Kennedy on the headsets with us first here tonight. And what a ball game for you tonight. Not just the home run, but 3-3 at the plate, seeing the ball well. Take me through those at-bats tonight.
Really, it was just making sure that the ball was coming through the zone and making sure staying level and tilting well.
Did you know you hit that home run when it left the bat?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It felt great. First one of the year, feels good off the bat.
Not to put any pressure, but probably not the last I'm gathering. At least you're hoping anyway, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. What were you expecting to see tonight from their pitching that kind of maybe got you coming in so confident?
Well, last year we faced them both, so I was already knew their kind of pitch playing, their speed, everything, so I was just prepared for it all.
Also did a nice job out on the field tonight. You had that catch in foul territory. Kind of take me through that play, because Maddie had just made a catch against you guys, and then you kind of pay her back with that catch.
Yeah, I was really just working on making sure I know where I'm at and blocking out the sun.
How hard is it to play at this time of the night here? Because over at first, that sun
really
seems to
rough.
Be in your face. Yeah. What do you do to try to protect yourself some?
My glove's, like, ginormous, so it kind of just blocks out the sun for me. But then I have a really good pair of sunglasses that help.
So you guys are off now until Thursday. You got Arweva coming to town. You're sitting 5-5. Where do you feel like this team is right now?
I think we have a really good goals for the season, and we're going to reach them, hopefully. And Arweva's going to be a good squad, so.
I haven't announced it officially yet, but I'll announce it now. Our Culver's player of the game, the young lady I'm just talking to here, Kennedy Toft, our player of the game tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Kennedy Toft joining us here. We'll get head coach Sean Bergmeier on the headsets here tonight as well and get some thoughts from here. Coach, a good win. You wanted your team to continue to play like you did on Saturday against two really good teams and bigger schools, and tonight you saw that focus from the very get-go here tonight.
That's right. We played some of our best ball, actually, this weekend against two great opponents. And tonight, one of our goals that we set early on in the season is to win the conference. And I said, girls, this is your opportunity to get it started. So let's go take care of business tonight.
Does it feel late to be starting the conference schedule or not really?
It really does. Yeah, to play 9 games, and this is our first game against a 1A school. It's then conference opponent as well. It's pretty crazy.
What'd you learn about yourself tonight, and then kind of to spin off of that through those first 8-9 games, what did you learn about your team playing all those really good 2A schools?
Yeah, that we can compete against anybody. I really believe that. Tonight, I got to see them stay disciplined at the plate. Some pitches, maybe earlier on in the season they would have swung at, and today we laid off them. And looking for their pitch that they can hit to drive.
Jalen really came out with some confidence tonight in the circle, and you could tell that, I'm assuming that was probably a conversation that she had with the coaching staff. It was around the strike zone.
Yep.
It was hard, and she really came out just wanting to go after hitters.
That's exactly right. She's been improving each game, and we've gotten to see it. We were pretty excited. The stat that they wanted to know after the game was, how many pitches did she throw?
Right.
And I believe we counted it to be 45 pitches. And knowing that her defense is behind her, that she has the support of her defense, they did a good job helping her out as well. So, I think she's doing a fantastic job.
Couple of days to get ready for Arweva. What do you focus on?
Yeah, same thing. Another conference opponent. We can't take any opponent for granted, so we got to go out there and compete and do our best.
I tell you what, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the win. Best luck on Thursday.
Thank you again.
You bet. Head coach Sean Bergmeier again with the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. We are going to step away. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back. We'll go over our stats and announce, of course, our Culver's player of the game. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them on online as well at MackeyMotors.com.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
final look at our numbers here tonight as you're listening to the Mackey Motors at tailgate for Coon Rapids Baird, Anna Hart, Jamie Kraft, Aubrey Hoffbauer, Maddie Mason, all go 0-2, Amelia Eddy 1-1, Brianna Burmeister, Sophie Jones, Molly Moore, and Caitlin Anderson all go 0-1 on the night. Pitching-wise, it was, again, Jamie Kraft going 2-plus innings, giving up 6 hits and 10 runs. 5 of those were earned. She struck out 1, walked 3, and hit 1. Aubrey Hoffbauer pitched the final inning, giving up 1 hit and 2 runs. Both of those were earned. She did walk 1. For Glenn Ralston here tonight, Cassidy Wank 1-2 with a 2-run scored, a hit by pitch, and a stolen base. Jenna Subert 1-1 with an RBI and scored 3 times. Bryn Renzi goes 0-3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Jalen Subert 0-3 with a 2 RBI. Kennedy Toth 3-3, a solo home run, added a couple of singles, 4 RBI, and a run scored. Olivia Squibb went 1-3. Ella Bergmeyer went 0-2. Chloe Peters goes 0-1, scores twice, walks once, and stole 2 bases. And Kate Bergmeyer 1-1 with a double, an RBI, scored twice, and walked once. Pitching-wise, Jalen Subert in the circle tonight gave up 1 hit going 4 innings, allowing, of course, no runs. She struck out 5 here tonight. Again, our final score here tonight, 12-0 in 4 innings in favor of Glenn Ralston. And you heard me announce here a moment ago, Kennedy Toft, our Culver's player of the game. Again, 3-3 with a solo home run, 4 RBI, and a run scored, and had a nice game defensively as well. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. We thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We'll talk to you again coming up tomorrow.